Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Do a spin with this dress, okay? Hey, besties, welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Now, we know that our hair can really affect our moods, right? Like, if you're having a good hair day, you're walking differently, you might do that little lip smack thing, but if you are having a bad hair day, I think I'll just stay in the house, right? Well, after today, we are going to make sure that you are in the streets. We have a hair loss practitioner who is restoring confidence in a major way. And what she has brought to our table, she says they're not just wigs, they are luxury prosthetic hair pieces. So we are going to get into that. And then we are also going to get wiggy with it for real, because we have a wig stylist, celebrity stylist, a salon owner. He does all the things. He's going to show us how to make sure our pieces are staying fresh and lasting long. Because if you spend money on it, you want it to show up properly, right? And you will want to spend money on it, or you're going to end up looking like this one over here.
Somebody in the comments said, what bubble? Baby, you don't pay me no mind. I had to take it there, because I'm tired.
Oh, my God. We are crying, laughing. Hey, that video will never get old for me.
Oh my goodness.
Wop baba loo bop, wop bamboo. Oh, welcome to Chatting with Chelsea, Jasmine Whitaker.
Happy to be here.
Oh my gosh. All right. Great laugh. But you also uplift us with what you do. You are a cranial prosthetic
mm-hmm.
expert.
Absolutely.
Okay, explain that.
That's it. So a lot of people don't realize that the hair loss that they're experiencing, they don't necessarily have to deal with that on their own, because medical insurance takes care of the hair loss, and it is technically a diagnosis.
Okay.
They can use their medical insurance to pay for their units.
So if someone is experiencing, and we've talked about hair loss before on the show, alopecia, for different reasons, they can actually possibly get a unit covered by their insurance.
Covered.
That is wild. That blows my wig off. Okay. How did you get into this? Let's go back just a little bit.
Well, started out as a hairstylist, styling a lot of short hair. Mm-hmm. I'm getting really creative with the cuts and getting really creative with the styles in order to cover those problem areas. Mm-hmm. And then my clients began having issues working out and, you know, going out of town, because of course you can't get braids or any other alternative because you'll cause more damage. Mm. So looking into them going into their dermatologist's office and asking them if there were other solutions that they could have, the diagnosis, they don't realize a prescription does not have to be just the medicine. You can also be prescribed a unit.
Wow.
And so I learned this myself by studying with one of the medical companies that offer the prosthetics. Mm-hmm. And I started out with getting my DME certification to learn more about how to possess the wigs and why they were so different than a basic cosmetic wig.
Okay.
And in learning how to do that, I also learned which materials are best for their hair so that they can continue to use the solutions that the dermatologist offers and still cover those areas.
Okay. Explain to me, what is the difference between one of your pieces and a regular wig that we might see at the store?
So typically a regular wig has certain features in it that allow it to be tightened and drawn down. And those materials that are placed on the temporal area and the places, you know, near the nape of the neck, they tend to rub out that hair at the base, at the root. But with a cranial prosthetic, you have a much gentler fit. You have a customized design on the unit, and you also have a different material that's more silicone based that's going to lie flat on the skin so that it won't cause or rupture any additional issues. Now, there is a certain way to apply the unit where the unit is installed a certain way. But that is only for those ladies that do not have any hair and do not intend for that hair to be grown back.
Okay.
Because that is going to be detrimental to that hair scalp.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's also interesting to know that some women could be experiencing hair loss from wearing those other mm-hmm. wigs. So to know that there are options out there to get that hair back, that is amazing.
Absolutely.
And you told me that what you have on is a piece as well.
It is indeed.
What?
It is indeed.
Flabbergasted, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so I've got to learn more. You know, I love to soak it in. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. You guys will be right back after this. Jasmine Whitaker is helping us keep our crowns and our confidence. You are an alopecia specialist, and also you create these units mm-hmm. for people experiencing hair loss, mm-hmm. men and women. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sometimes they want a partial unit. Is that what we call this?
Correct.
Okay.
So the ladies who may have balding at the top or thinning at the top or hair loss due to chemo, medical reasons, they just have hair loss at the very top. Mm. So I don't need to necessarily give them a full unit because they want to keep the realness of their hair by the nape of the neck. They want to be able to still get this treated, cut, styled, so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So matching their texture or their color and making sure that I customize by measuring out what is lost
mm-hmm.
gives me the flexibility of giving them a partial unit.
Got it. Okay, mm-hmm. so this all is part of like your consultation, like women and men mm-hmm. coming and sitting in your chair, mm-hmm. talking through what they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. Do they sometimes get emotional during this process?
Certainly. I think that's my favorite part of the process because mm-hmm. that's the part where we finally get a chance to get to the root of things and we get to restore the identity of the client. Most people, when they're losing their crown, they really attach that to their self-esteem. And so by being someone who is naturally bubbly and always positive and kind of helping them find a solution, it really brings everything full circle.
Yeah.
It really, really gives what I do purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because that trust and that loyalty and that connection that is made between you and the person that's standing over your head is something that people typically do not take for granted.
Yeah.
So.
And it sounds like it needs to be a private consultation as well.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
My clients like to have their consultations done in the studio. We have a curtain also that closes off because we have a large window on the right side and the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then my clients that do the consultations, they also are privately done because I have to take measurements. We have to discuss what things have taken place, you know, through their medical history. We also have to discuss, sometimes they may have issues detangling, so things about their maintenance, so on and so forth. And then, of course, price, because price is something that is so very private and discreet. I don't like to share those things with anybody else but the client.
What is the price range?
So typically a full unit starts about $2,500.
Okay. You did say luxury.
Luxury.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. And because of the longevity of the unit, this also includes any of the maintenance. So when they do come in and they need to have it refreshed, of course, I'm cleaning. All of that is also included in that.
Okay.
Now the actual installs, that varies depending on the size of the unit, depending on the way that they like their unit to be installed.
Mm-hmm.
But generally the unit itself is $2,500, and if they have to get a smaller unit or a different customization, then those range in price as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when you're doing these installs, you actually have to do some shaving of the hair, of the little bit of hair they may have.
Yeah.
How do they react to that?
Typically, they're not very happy about that.
Mm.
But again, it's that trust factor and developing a relationship with them, understanding what they want out of this experience. Mm. Because for some of my clients, they have some hair that grows in these areas where we do need to shave it. And they're so proud of that hair that's growing in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to cut it down in order to get the unit down so that they can keep it for a longer period of time.
Okay.
And so if they are unable to cut that side down, you know, it takes a little bit of talking to,
mm-hmm.
but generally we can find other alternatives, but then that will require them to come back sooner.
Got it.
So,
okay.
So it's something that's, you know, it's a pro and a con, but
yeah.
sometimes it does need to be shaved.
I'm sure you have a very gentle touch when you're walking through all of this. Now,
yes.
let me, what do we call her over here?
So this is
I like
Tina.
Her. This is Tina. Okay.
I've already grown to attach myself to Tina. But Tina, this is a raw texture. This is the way that she came.
So okay.
This is the way that they come. Once I flat iron her out and cut her and style her, maybe even color her if necessary, it just depends on what the client needs. Mm-hmm. Then of course she can be smoothed out to a texture similar as this.
Okay.
But Tina has multiple materials mm-hmm. incorporated in her design. So there's the lace front, which is helpful for the very front, the very edge of the hair in order to give it the natural look. There's some customization that needs to happen here when my client gets in. Mm-hmm. And then there's a polyurethane. There's the silicone closed off area here on those edges by the perimeter. Her customized unit has been measured and it's been selected so that it can be cut this way. And then, of course, you've got the breathability here with the lace as well.
And so that hair can keep growing.
Absolutely. Okay. So that hair can keep growing. And she also may be using some hair rejuvenation, might I say. So she needs to be able to get access to those areas. Now, she may not need to cut it off all the way. But, of course, that's all dependent upon what her longevity and her goals and her lifestyle decisions are.
Okay.
So here along the sides where this is silicone, this also can be applied with the adhesive if we decide to do it that way. Mm-hmm. If not, and we decide to sew it down, then that's also possible because this is a very durable fabric.
And how long can someone keep this on their heads?
So typically about a year they can keep the unit, but on their heads they can keep it 2 to 4 weeks. It just depends on the lifestyle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got almost a month really
almost
to
a month.
Just mm-hmm. let your hair down.
Absolutely.
How can
Absolutely.
People get in touch with you if they want to get a Tina or a Trina or
I
anybody
know
else?
Right. So I do have a website, JolieWhitaker.com, where they are able to request a private consultation and we can discuss all of their needs there. Or they can call the salon at 713-818-0853. And of course, I'm on social media, so you can send a DM. I'm not going to be pressed about it. I will make sure I reach out to you, just not as quick as the others. Mm-hmm. But my Instagram is The Hair Designer. Mm-hmm. And we should be able to get back to them. I'll call them personally within 24 hours. So
yeah, I love we'll what you're done. Doing to help bring that confidence right on back. Thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. And you guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the tips to keep your wig looking fresh.
Okay, be right back.
They call him Mr. A, and he's giving us another don't touch my hair moment with his high-end hair pieces. Thank you, Davion Anderson, for joining us.
You're welcome.
I mean, you have styled the hair of Beyonce, K. Michelle, Yolanda Adams. So thank you for bringing that resume here today to help us take care of our hair pieces that we have. So I got to ask you this because it was brought up in the last segment. Mm-hmm. What exactly is a lace front wig?
Okay, so you have different options. You have 5x5s. You have the ladies who are doing the 2x4s and the 2x, like they've created so many over the years, so many wide varieties of wigs.
And those are talking about like the length of them and
no,
all that?
No, this is like considered the lace. So
okay.
You have the lace, which this is considered a 5x5. Mm. 5x5 only goes from this far over. Then you have a full lace front wig, which the ladies is do from ear to ear all the way around the circumference. These are all considered 5x5s, which is the going typical wig that the ladies like to use because it still gives you a great amount of part. Mm-hmm. Parting.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
You can do a middle part, a side part, and it give you enough versatility to be able to wear the wig from one side to the next without having to go from ear to ear, because sometimes that'll also cause a lot of hair loss for women who use the lace and putting the glue and the adhesive from ear to ear. And it's different lace. You have the transparent and then you have the HD. You know, some
HD, okay.
Different levels. So the HD and the transparent, sometimes you want to, depending on the individual, want to lay better, the material is better. But I've also seen people who can have allergic reaction to certain lace. So you have to also have a skin test to understand and know what works for you as well.
Oh, okay. Very good information there.
Absolutely.
So once we do get our piece, mm-hmm. How should we be taking care of it?
Okay. So here, let's start off with our curly unit here.
Yeah,
so
curly girl.
We'll start with her. We have a curly girl. I always explain to people, don't laugh at her. She's living in her last days.
She's a... Trust me, it's been used.
Right, yes. Absolutely. So I explain to ladies all the time, they might like, hey, the hair is not working or it's tangling at the nape. You have to understand, you have to start with grabbing your units and your hair from the back, especially curly hair, because it locks up around your collar and it gets a little tangled from the cotton. So you want to go in, you want to brush it and start at the nape to get all of the kinks out. Get it all combed out. Then you go back in. Put your spray bottle, put your water on it. I always tell people while it's wet, grab you some serums that doesn't carry a lot of heavy oil, that doesn't allow the hair to dry up. And then I also have another secret that I've learned just working along the years with different celebrities. They won't tell you, they'll use a lubrication. You either have water-based lubrication or a silicone lubrication that keeps it wet and moisturized.
So that kind of lube is going on the hair to keep it
hydrated, sleek. And you're like, how did Kim Kardashian and how did these celebrities keep their hair all wet walking down the red carpet? That's one of the major secrets
they use. Lubricant.
Yes, ma'am.
That is wild.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
But good to know that we can bring her back to life with some leave-in and a little bit of oil, not too heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about the other girlies we have here?
Okay, so then we have ladies who like to use color. They love their blondes, their 613s, their 27s, their color to keep them vibrant and give them that youthful look, or that's just their thing because it matches their skin complexion. I always explain to them, go back in, get you a great purple shampoo if you cannot make it into the salon.
Okay.
You're not able to make it into the salon. Right. And I like this one by BioSilk. It actually holds a stronger purple color. It brings out the light and get rid of the brassiness and a lot of the blonde. Brings the blonde, it gives it more of a vibrant.
Okay.
And I explain to them, find you another conditioner. I love going back in with a silicone conditioner because it softens up the hair, restrengthening the follicles on the hair and give it back this whole new vibe from when you first got it.
I love that. I mean, it seems like, oh, well, you should still treat the wig hair with color the same as regular hair.
Correct. And I explain to people, if you're not familiar with taking care of hair at all, this might be a difficult thing for you across the board. I don't care what you get. But if you have some sort of knowledge with taking care of hair, a wig is no different than you trying to take care of your real hair.
Yeah, but don't just think you can
get a wig and just do nothing with it. And then those are the ones that you see got a little toothpick here, bobby pin stuck over here. Tore up a little bit. No, we gotta work on this.
Yeah, we gotta keep her together.
We gotta keep it together.
Let me ask you this. When I'm doing the washing and the conditioning, am I holding it a certain way or anything, or am I good to just...
So I always explain to people, if you're doing it from home, even with it being like a bob as far as such as that, you can get you a big bowl of water.
Okay.
Get you some cool water to cold, dip it in there. You can do everything within there. You can rinse it out. What you're doing, the longer unit, preferably if you can do it in your sink and lay it across your counter and brush it out properly. Even with us, with the tricks of keeping the lace clean, for the girls who are at home and the ladies who can't make it into their appointment to have it reinstalled.
Yeah, because they'll have the makeup and
stuff. Right, they have the makeup and all of that. So I always go back in and I explain them, but get some of your gook off, some of your adhesive that's on there. I've learned the technique over the years. You can take this and it'll scrape this off.
Oh, a lint roller. What?
And you want to slide that glue down and you want to get that off. And it'll take that off over time.
It takes it right off.
It'll take it right off and you'll have that with that. And after that, if you have braids or you are just feel like you're sweating a lot because you work out a lot, I always explain to people, go to your local drugstore, your beauty supply, get you some antiseptic.
Okay.
Call it Sea Breeze.
Good old Sea Breeze.
Sea Breeze. Pour through those braids after you leave the gym, and with that sweat and everything drying up, it won't leave that funk smell, that musk smell. It'll help kill some of that bacteria at the same time, so you'll be able to maintain until it's time for you to get your takedown and reinstall. And these are just certain tips that'll help you along the way.
Yes. Anything else we need to do with her since she's got so much length?
I also tell people, use the same shampoo that we would use with you. We wouldn't use, because you're a girl with curls, and it's a lot of moisturizer. It's going to take a lot of product. I explain to the ladies, don't use anything as heavy, because they're like, oh, my wig is way down. It doesn't look... When we got it, it was flowing and blowing in the wind because you decided to use, you know, Blue Magic and a little bit of,
you know, thick product.
And we don't want to do that. Less is more when it comes down to these wigs. So you want to get your Garniers and your different product, your Doves, things that have light light, yeah, heavy moisture, you know, that doesn't have a lot of moisture, should I say. Mm-hmm. And go back in if you're just like, hey, I want a little bit more shine. Of
okay.
course, always go back in when it's wet and get you a little leave-in conditioner sprayed on in there.
Okay, anything else that we should keep with us?
Also, if you're have a little oiliness and you're like, hey, I need a moment, it's greasy because my face, I have a lot of oil, or when you haven't, you're not a girl who take your units off at night and you've created this oil over the next few days. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing to do that. So you can do dry shampoos. This is a great product. Most of the other products have a limited amount of oils, mm-hmm. Not a lot of alcohol, and it still holds your curls and keep you in place.
Oh, my gosh. Such great information. I've learned absolutely. So much, even without having wigs at home. How can people get in touch with you, get some of your wigs, and get more tips like this?
So right now we're in the process of opening up Houston's luxury raw Indian collection of hair, Opulence Hair Collection. So you'll be able to reach us at opulencehair.com. And mm-hmm. also you can get me at hair artist Mr. A on Instagram. And you can inbox me and we can go from there and I can get you some things ordered and shipped and we can
give us our fan moment.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. All right. Guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Come back to me.
Final tip, get a satin hair pouch or hanger for your pieces and your wigs, all of that. Keep them together. Thank you so much for our hairy godmother and hairy godfather for coming in and getting us right. Hey guys, subscribe and like us on YouTube. Chat with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social, ChelseaFox26. And we'll see you on the next Chat with Chelsea. Keep those wigs together, okay?